Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Hello, Joel.
Joel?
Going once.
Joel, are you there?
Going twice.
Okay, we got to go to our backup.
This is why we have backups.
Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
Alonzo from Des Moines is here. That means, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Alonzo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Alonzo?
Ready.
Whose crime was witnessed by only Cindy Lou Who?
Pass.
What was the wife of a duke called?
Duchess.
Correct. Where on the body would you find the calcaneus?
The head?
No.
Arm?
No.
Leg.
No. The Grateful Dead's highly devoted fan base are called what?
Deadhead.
That is correct. What is the common name for the highly contagious varicella virus?
SARS?
No.
Pass.
What Disney villain is known for saying off with their heads?
Pass.
Who is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
George Washington?
No.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. The first NHL games were played in what decade?
Tens, 20s.
Yes, tens. What is the main type of alcohol in a kamikaze?
Vodka.
Yes. Who wrote the novel Great Expectations?
Hemingway.
No. Well, Alonzo, with that, you got 5 correct. I like that sound effect. But don't worry, he got that same score earlier today.
All right.
And he's back in the studio. Steve Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Let's go.
Whose crime was witnessed only by Cindy Lou Who?
The Grinch?
Correct. What is the wife of a duke called?
The Duker?
No.
The Duchess.
Yes. Where on the body would you find the calcaneus?
Between the leg. No, the leg?
No.
The throat.
No.
The arm.
No. The Grateful Dead's highly devoted fan base are called what?
Deaf.
Yeah.
Deadheads.
Yes. What is the common name for the highly contagious varicella virus?
Measles?
No.
Mumps?
No.
Chickenpox.
Yes. What Disney villain was known for saying off with their heads?
Disney villain. Cruella de Vil.
No.
Dr. Hook?
No.
Captain Hook?
No.
I don't know. Marie Antoinette?
No. Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. The first NHL games were played in what decade?
That would be the 1910s.
Correct. What is the main type of alcohol in a kamikaze?
Vodka.
Yes. Who wrote the novel Great Expectations?
Shakespeare?
No.
L. Ron Hubbard.
No. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
7-5. Sorry, Alonzo.
Hey, next time.
Next time
good
is
game,
right.
Good game, my friend. Another one bites the dust. Finally a win.
Neither you nor our friend Alonzo knew where to find the calcaneus. That is your heel. It's in your foot.
Okay.
Yes, of course. And the Disney villain known for saying off with their heads is the Queen of Hearts or the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland.
Huh.
And the novel Great Expectations was penned by one Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
But congratulations on your big victory, Steve.
I know it's a shock. I've not read that one.
There's still time.
It's on my queue for my audiobooks.
Of course.
Which I don't know what the app is on my phone.
Well, we all know that vacations can be tough on the wallet, but Migs, you went pretty broke in Hawaii for the dumbest reason.
Reasons. And one of them involved purchasing something that I swore that I would never, ever get.
Have you ever spent money on something completely stupid while on vacation, Rockaholics? If so, call 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
Everyone knows that vacations are expensive, and no one knows that better than our friend Steve Miggs, because
yes,
he just got back from Hawaii, and you did a little spending while you were there.
If you would go to my GoFundMe page to help us pay our bills now, and that was ridiculous. There's so many things that we spent money on, but the one thing that stands out, while we were in Hawaii, we ended up going to the Crocs store. It was right by our hotel. There's an entire store dedicated to Crocs. These are shoes that I swore I will never, ever, ever purchase. And in a roundabout way, now I've gone back on my word.
So how many pairs did you buy?
Well, we bought one for Tatum, which was the main reason why we went in there, because she needed some new Crocs. And then we started looking around, and both my wife and I ended up buying Crocs. Now,
yeah,
they're not the typical looking Crocs.
Sure.
Mine are just flip-flops, but they're made by Crocs. And hers were sandals made by Crocs. And I have to say, Taryn Daly, they are without a doubt the most comfortable freaking sandals I've ever walked on.
You're a believer now.
Yeah. But guess how much money we ended up spending on
the Croc store?
Just for three Crocs and a bunch of charms for Tatum's Crocs.
$140.
Exactly.
What?
Yes.
I was just doing a little mental math.
And I had to join their text group to get a 10% discount just so that it was $140. I cannot believe we just spent $140 on these damn shoes.
Oh.
But I have to say, the entire time, I didn't wear anything else. I was walking in the lap of luxury.
This man has happy feet.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. What about you, Rockaholics? What stupid thing did you spend money on while on vacation? Corey, what was that stupid thing for you, my friend?
Well, actually, yeah, last year I took the family. We went on a 2-week trip to California. So we ended up going to Universal Studios. And, right off the bat, opened at 9 o'clock. There wasn't not one line that we did not sit in. So we ended up, my family talked me into spending darn near almost $1,000 just to go into the Fast Pass line.
Oh.
So I got you beat, Steve, on Crocs.
Yeah, I could have got a lot of Crocs for that.
I know. So I just fine, if we're going to do that, I'm just going to spend, there's multiple bars all around Universal Studios, so I just spent the time just drinking, just to feel good.
Dude, that's so funny you say that, because I think once you start spending a ridiculous amount of money, it's like it opens the floodgates. You're like, well, I just spent $140 on Crocs. What's $170 at the damn aquarium, which is what it cost?
A very slippery slope, Steve.
We spent way too much money on a lot of stupid things, but one person texted in at 206-803-ROCK, and they said, I bought a timeshare while I was on vacation in Vegas from Randy.
Ooh, ouch.
Ouch. Our hotel had the timeshare stuff going, and I'm like, is anyone still doing that?
Just run. Run the other way.
Right.
Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no interest.
integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots on August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe.
All my old bandmates.
Oh, of course. You should see if you can do a guest appearance on Sex Type Thing again.
I'll bring my drumsticks.
Our caller playing for the opportunity to go to the show is Mandy from Cedro Woolley. Mandy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Well, Mandy, here's the news. Since we don't have Danny with us this week, you are just stuck with me. Miggs is the one who picked the song, so it's going to be the Mandy and Taryn show, if that sounds all right with you.
Perfect.
All right, so we're going to start off with you, Mandy. I will play 1 second from a song, and you have to guess what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's a hook from the song. Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, because I didn't hear anything.
Okay, we'll put your ear closer to the speaker on your phone. Here we go.
Why am I not hearing anything?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't hear anything at all?
No, nothing.
See, in addition to Danny not being here, Taryn is working the board, so you might not have a certain button pushed. Do you have the audition button or the program button pushed on my box?
They are. All your buttons on your box are pushed, Steve.
For real?
I think. Are all four of them supposed to be pushed?
Push of everything.
Okay, I'll push one more. Okay, try again. Could you hear it that time, Mandy?
No, nothing.
Well, this is working out just fantastic.
All right.
So we'll have to put the pressure on Taryn Daly for both of these.
Oh, wait, we have VD is coming to see if he can fix it.
Oh, our production director, Jason, who's working overtime for us because Danny's not here.
All right, give it a shot now.
All right, let's try now. Did you hear that, Mandy?
I did.
Now, do you know what it is?
If you need a hint, I can help you.
Yes.
Okay, so the band is the band that you are playing for tickets to see.
Yes, Stone Temple Pilots. I know it's that.
And the song involves a road. Kind of what, like if you were to say what I-5 is.
That's Interstate love song.
Yes!
That
was it.
You know, we're willing to give you a pass because clearly we don't know how to work our own equipment.
Well, thanks for your patience, Mandy. We're one down.
I was getting very nervous. I'm like, well, she's playing for Stone Temple Pilots songs, and this is arguably one of their biggest hits. I was like, we are so effed.
All right, Steve, it's my turn to do my part for Mandy. Let's hear the clip.
And I thought I kept both of these simple, so hopefully you hear this one, Taryn.
That would be Blind Melon, No Rain.
And I don't understand why I sleep all day.
Congratulations, Mandy. We're sending you to see Stone Temple Pilots on August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
It's going to be a great show. They always put on a phenomenal show.
They really, especially when Steve Miggs is their drummer.
Yeah, that one time. That one time was pretty special. Did you know, really quick, right before I left for Hawaii, I don't know how I fell down the Blind Melon rabbit hole. And they put out a record without Shannon Hoon, who sadly passed away from a heroin overdose many, 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 many years ago. Great songwriter. But the record's called For My Friends, and they had a different guy sing. Like, apparently they were in the studio with this guy, and they were blown away by his vocal abilities. And then they're like, hey, do you want to be a part of our band? And they released a record, which you can't find on any of the streaming services, but it's on YouTube. If you just search Blind Melon For My Friends, and I have to say, really good record.
Okay, then I'm going to check it out, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, if we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or anything at all on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this morning, we were talking about the frustrations of the folks that had attended Coachella.
Apparently, it was just a colossal cluster F just to get into the Coachella Fairground or Fairgrounds, whatever, the venue.
We compared it to Woodstock 99, and we have someone on hold who was actually at Woodstock 99. We're going to chat with them in just a second, but first we've got Solomon who wants to give us a compliment. Solomon, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. How you doing, my man?
Good. It's kind of a backhanded compliment, but so for the last 20 years, on my way to work and on my way home from work, I've only listened to music programmed on my phone through either audio jack and then Bluetooth. And so one day, I couldn't connect my Bluetooth for whatever reason. So I'm flipping through the channels. And the reason why I don't like radio is because I hate the commercials.
Right.
And I mean, literally, for the last 20 years, I've never listened to radio. And I came across your guys' show, and I think it was Beat Migs that was just starting. And I listened to your show. I liked it a lot. On the way home, I found the men's room. And so now, you guys are the only radio station I listen to. I mean, all 18 of my preset FM stations are set to KISW.
Yeah! Mine too.
I'm doing all those commercials because I like your show so much. Of course, I like yours
better than the men's room. Oh, thanks,
Solomon. We love the men's room, and we really appreciate that, man. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, rock on. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics and super excited to hear Mike from Auburn talking about your experience at Woodstock 99.
Good morning, guys.
Mike, I got it. So, I mean, you think about Woodstock 69, and it was all about, like, peace and love. And then Woodstock 99, I feel like, was about fire and chaos. What was it like for you to be there?
Well, the tagline was tattooed, pierced, and ready to rock.
Yeah.
So that was literally on, like, the T-shirts and stuff.
And ready to riot.
That came later. We won tickets from a local radio station. I lived in Mobile, Alabama at the time.
Okay.
And the radio station was over in Pensacola. We went over, got tickets. We had a whole package, camping equipment, airline tickets, the whole nine. We decided to drive up. We wanted to see some part of that, you know, some parts of the country there. So we drove up, you know, Friday, got in line, had to park off site, got bus to the venue. Everything Friday morning was fairly normal. Checking tickets, you can't bring an ice chest in, no big deal. Well, that devolved pretty quickly because when you pay $12 for two hot dogs and two waters in $99, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So by Friday afternoon, everybody's bringing ice chest in. They didn't care. But everything was fairly normal. Concert started. Everybody's having a good time. Saturday started getting a little crazy. People are up on the trailers dancing. There's a lot of naked and half-naked people around. Drug use everywhere. Like, nobody even cared. Cops didn't care, as long as you weren't ODing. You know, ODing.
Yeah, but, I better, like, do whatever you want as long as it stays in the confines of this venue.
In moderation.
Right. Sunday, we got up, and it looked like a bomb site. Oh. There was trash everywhere. I mean, because, of course, you had corn that night, and every, you know, Saturday night and everything. But just insanity. And I'm looking around going, Jesus, like, what happened here? Man, this did not look like this yesterday. Sunday afternoon, we're still walking around, checking out the music and stuff. I told my wife, I said, we need to plan on getting out of here at a reasonable time. I said, if we wait till the end of this thing, it's going to be mass chaos. And I really wanted to see the Chili Peppers, and I'm like, man, shoot, we're going to miss it, but it is what it is. I know, you know, there's thousands of people here. Everybody's trying to get on these buses. So when we get ready to leave, they're tearing down the Woodstock Wall, which is the plywood panels that are painted on a fence around the venue.
Yeah, that was the crazy part. If I remember, like, while Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing the Jimi Hendrix cover of Fire, things were on fire, like, legitimately.
Oh, yeah, and the cops didn't care at that point. They had small bonfires going on. I literally watched a cop roll up on a four-wheeler, look at the bonfire, and ride off. Didn't care.
Jeez.
Didn't say a word. We got back to the car, get on the road. We're into Pennsylvania a couple hours, and we start hearing about the fires. And we're like, oh, Jesus.
So I heard stories about, like, MTV, they pulled out, and Carson Daly and, like, the crew from MTV at the time, which was very popular, they pulled out of being at Woodstock because they feared for their lives. Do you understand why?
Oh, yeah, because people were getting insane. I mean, the guys, when they're tearing down the fence, I mean, they're ripping this thing down like it owes them money, you know? I mean, they're shredding this thing. And I'm going, okay, this is getting a little insane. But the funny thing is, we left, we get into Pennsylvania, we hear about the fires. We pulled over on the interstate and slept that night. We didn't even go to a hotel. So I didn't see footage until Monday evening. And I'm going, oh, my God, look what we missed. You know, I'm glad we did miss it. But, I mean, it went from 0 to 100 in, you know, a matter of minutes.
Wow.
Got out just in the nick of time.
Well, I mean, you look up on YouTube, you can find Limp Bizkit's full set. And it's, I mean, it's an insane set to watch, especially when, you know, like, the Baxter just all, like, it pretty much incited a riot.
For sure.
The performance is on, like, a whole another level of intensity. And also the porta potties were overflowing.
Oh God.
What an awful experience.
The spring fair is underway at the Washington State Fair, and Migs, you went yesterday. Something a bit awkward happened though.
It did. Not with me, but between my wife and one of the guys running the rides, and it was one of the more entertaining moments of my entire time at the Washington State Fair.
We're gonna find out what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Over the weekend, the Washington State Spring Fair was going down. And Steve, yes. Miggs, I know you love a fair.
I do, and it's happening this past weekend. It's also happening next weekend as well. Shout out to my buddy DJ and his lovely wife. They hooked us up with some fair tickets, which was really cool of them. So we went down there and met a bunch of great rockaholics. I don't know if you know this, but spring is in the fair. That's their catchphrase, sorry. What we also know in our household now is Tatum is an obsessive fair goer. We went there like in the middle of the day. We were there for probably 6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Like just walking everywhere, riding all the rides, playing all the games. It was just nonstop. And like as we're trying to leave and she's trying to find different things to do, like the dinosaur exhibit or look at some of the animals. She's like, what about the pig racing? I'm like, the pig racing has been done. She's just looking for any reason not to leave.
I love that.
So of course, afterwards at dinner, I had to ask her about her fair experience.
What was your favorite part of the fair today?
Maybe the ride.
Which ride?
Puppy.
The puppy one?
So that's the one where you sit in this giant thing that looks like a puppy, but you could spin the wheel as fast as you want.
Adorable.
I was like, Mom, you could go in that one. It's too hot. I don't feel like being in that thing.
And the dragon.
The dragon roller coaster was cool.
And the carousel.
The carousel is crazy because they said I think it was built like in 1917.
Whoa.
Or something along those lines. Like it was like forever ago. I'm like, man, I hope they've maintenance this thing.
We're just trusting it.
Yes.
My favorite game was the balloon game.
Oh, where you threw the dart?
Yeah. What did
they
win?
That also, the fact that they let kids just throw darts is very, they're putting a lot of faith in these children. The person just hands her a dart and she just chucks it at the wall and luckily it hits the balloon and pops. So I'm like, I'm not handing that to a 5-year-old.
Hell no.
But my favorite part was we were in line to go one of the kids' rides, like one of the cars that spins in circles, right? The guy who's running the thing just strikes up a conversation with my wife. You remember the scene in Forrest Gump with Bubba talking about shrimp?
Shrimp gumbo, coconut shrimp, fried shrimp.
Now, this guy, that's like how he was when he was talking about getting a tan, because he had like an umbrella. He's like, I tan, but I burn at first, but then I tan after that. And I swear, this went on for about 3-4 minutes of him talking about his tan, to where I checked out, played on my phone. He's still talking to my wife. But what I didn't realize is the ride is still going. So he's just like having a blast talking to my wife, who's very uncomfortable. And I'm dying because I'm like, this is so funny that this is still going on. But then I'm looking at some of the parents and they're all like, when is this ride going to end for our child?
Oh, my God!
Because it kept going and going and going. And finally, I'm like, man, this ride's going really long. And then he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I don't know what's going on with this thing. I'm like, you are what's going on with this thing.
Be in charge, man.
It was hilarious because then after that, Tatum goes on the ride, and the ride was like a normal speed. Like, it lasted like under a minute. It was a great time, though. It met a lot of great rockaholics. We had a blast.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Tis the season. Now, Migs, you shared earlier this morning that you bought a pair of Crocs while you were on your vacation in Hawaii.
Got some sweet gibbets for my Crocs as well.
Well, there was a man who was arrested, and his Crocs were to blame. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after AC/DC.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and how about them Seattle Mariners. We leave for vacation, they stink. We come back from vacation, and they're on a good run right now.
So that means next time they're doing badly, you have to go back to Hawaii on vacation.
I don't know if I have that much vacation time.
or vacation money.
Yeah. Anyways, four straight, they swept the series against the Texas Rangers. They are now in third place. When we left, they were in last place. So they're moving on up. They're 8-8. They're 500 on the season. And they're looking pretty good.
Let's go, Mariners. This is our year.
At least for now. They play Cincinnati tomorrow afternoon in Cincinnati.
A man from Missouri is accused of crashing into a come-and-go and then fleeing the scene. Reportedly, his footwear was to blame for the incident. His name is Dale, and he allegedly drove his 2012 Dodge Ram into the convenience store in late February and then left without giving any information. But when they questioned, he said he was wearing his Crocs, and they got caught in the pedal.
That's why they say don't wear sandals when you drive.
And that caused him to accelerate into the building. He has now been charged with leaving the scene of an accident where the property damage exceeded $1,000.
I'm sorry, I missed most of that story because I still can't get over the fact there's a store called Come and Go and it's spelled with the letter K.
Yes, it is.
It's a convenience store.
It's very convenient.
And these are the moments where I realize I have not matured much in my 50 years of living.
Don't ever do it, Steve.
No, it's not going to happen. The Kraken, they have their final game of the season. That's happening tomorrow over at Climate Pledge Arena to take it on the Los Angeles Kings. As far as weather, 64 degrees, going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD brought to you by Palace Law. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.